You'll have to excuse me if I wander. I get a warm glow whenever I go back about 67 plus years and recall arriving at the camp on the bus.
It was Latchwood Park, Mount Morris, SP 49.
The CCC enrollees were between ages 18 and 25, unemployed, unmarried, physically fit, and from families on relief.
Some call them the Tree Army, others call them the Soil Soldiers. Whatever the nickname, the Civilian Conservation Corps was one of the most successful programs created by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. In his first 100 days of office, FDR signed legislation that would create CCC camps throughout the United States. The Departments of Interior, Labor, Agriculture, and War coordinated their efforts to create this massive program. While many of the CCC workers built dams, bridges, and roads, others developed existing state parks. If one visits some of the parks in New York State, they will learn that many were developed and preserved by men of the CCC. Wanting to learn about work carried out in these state parks, I talked to former CCC members John Grela and his cousin Al Cott.
17, 18, 19-year-olds had so little, not enough to eat, no money, no clothes, they felt out.
No work around for a 16-year-old, you know. So I went in and I was going to be a man, you know.
Suddenly, you go to the CCCs, there's food, a sense of achievement, self-worth. We're given a chance to prove ourselves, to help out at home. We were heroes to the family.
They give you that first day to settle, then they put you to work. The first job was, oh, it was nice and easy. All the rookies got to burn the branches as they cut the trees down. And as the new recruits came in, you lost that job and you went to cutting the trees down.
Think for a moment. I learned how to select a tree because they made us do it. These people took us kids, 7-year-old green kids, and taught us, and they treated us like their sons. It was personal. It was warm.
Well, no, we were cutting trees. We built a sawmill. We built the museum at Latchwood Park. It's still in existence. And we built different buildings, you know, like they built big garages for the trucks, for the CC. We built a new latrine, which was centered in the camp was laid out, you know, and the latrine was right in the center of the camp where everybody had to run. When the winter came, boy, you run like hell.
So I helped build cabins that stand today. I know they were much bigger when we put them up, but there they are. And that's just a comment. But the first time I saw them, this last time that we were there, I was positive they were bigger when we made them. But there they were. So I helped put up a cabin. Next, I learned how to work with a surveyor. I paced, measured, held a rod.
For Al Cott and John Grela, Letchworth State Park and Fairhaven State Park were places where they developed discipline and a work ethic. It was with the help of the Civilian Conservation Corps that young men like John and Al were able to build America's recreational infrastructure. These parks exist today as their legacy.